Yet again, it is time for Tech Tuesday. It is Tech Talk with Tienus Janssen van Rensburg. He is here from Bandwidth Blog. And as always on a Tuesday, we chat a little bit about science and tech. And today, we are delving into Samsung's recent event when they sort of unpack everything that they are launching. And we have two or three very new products that we want to chat about.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's been a dull period in the smartphone world for a couple of months with very little news coming out. But obviously, the middle of the year is Samsung Unpacked, one of the two they have during every calendar year, and the one in the middle of the year is usually for their foldable phone. So that's what we saw at this year's Unpacked. We spoke about the Galaxy Ring last week, which was also part of that announcement. But for most people, I think the foldable phones and the new Galaxy Watch is going to be something to watch out for.
Foldable phones for me just seem somewhat anachronistic. I mean, you've got one in your hand right now, and you have no issues with it?
I absolutely love this thing. This is the previous version, the Flip 5. I had the Flip 3 2 years before that, so I had no issues at all. And I know people's experiences are a bit different. But for me, this form factor makes a lot of sense. I just fold it up, put it in my pocket. It's an old school kind of small flip phone, and that's why I really like it. I would have liked the camera experience to be a little bit better, but you can imagine with this kind of small folding form factor, it's not that easy to get a really good camera experience. But that is one of the upgrades we saw this year with the Flip 6 that was announced.
Sure.
So as every year, they get the newest Snapdragon chips, they get a kind of upgraded RAM, a little bit faster storage and memory, and not much has changed in terms of the design and how these things look. But for the Z Flip 6, much better camera, which I'm looking forward to testing out. I think for most flip enthusiasts, that's going to be the big thing.
Sure.
And then on the other side with a Z Fold 6, you know, the big phone that folds open as a tablet.
Yeah.
Again, not a lot of big changes. Aesthetically, very similar. They've slightly changed the design language. But again, all the important upgrades. And most importantly, what they've said is for both these foldable devices is the crease is smaller. So the crease where you fold the screen is smaller. So that's important. And also the hinge has been updated. That's why the crease can be smaller. And they say that these screens are much more durable now. We also have one free screen replacement on the Z Flip 6 and the Fold 6. So if you buy one of these and for whatever reason, wear or tear, those screens break, one free screen replacement, which I think is quite nice compared to some other smartphones.
Yeah, I think that takes away some of the fear factor of, plebs like me who have normal fixed phones. I'm just scared, you know. If a phone folds in my world, that means I need a new phone.
It means somebody sat on it.
Yes.
No, but it's good to see that durability is always at the forefront of why foldable phones are getting better and better. So, I mean, it's been around for a good 6 years now.
Yeah.
The prices have also come down. At the beginning, obviously, they were super expensive. Sure. And now the Z Flip 6, for example, costs the same as a S24 Plus.
And now you're talking about Samsung Watch that just came out as well.
The Samsung Watch, it's interesting. So they released a new version of, you know, the current form factor, the Watch 6, and then now we've got the Watch 7. But interestingly, they brought out a Galaxy Watch Ultra. Now, it's a little bit controversial, if you want to say, because, you know, we've got the Apple Watch Ultra.
Sure.
And if you look at the two side by side, you can clearly see where Samsung got their inspiration from. So it is a bigger, more chunky, more durable.
Why would they call it the same thing?
These tech companies are very, very bad at naming conventions. We've known this for decades, so let's not go down that route. But the Watch Ultra is essentially trying to go after that same market for the Android enthusiast, right? So it can dive to 50 meters. It is completely waterproof, bigger battery, so you can train for 50 hours with all of the sensors on without the battery dying. So it's just a bigger, beefed up version of the normal Galaxy Watch. And that's kind of the market that they're going after. But it's $150 cheaper, which is quite a significant amount.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that translates into sales in South Africa. In South Africa, the Apple Watch Ultra has done really well. I wasn't expecting that because it's very expensive. But for the exercising and fitness enthusiasts, it seems to make a hell of a lot of sense, and people are enjoying that. So we'll see how the Galaxy Watch Ultra does.
Well, South Africans do like to spend some time outdoors. We're going to be back next week with Tienus Janssen from Rensburg. If you want to find out more about this topic, you can go to Bandwidth Blog and they will explore it a little bit more in depth.